Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Tav Chav Ches, and we are up to, where are we up to? Siv Vav, I think, right? So we are Tav Chav Ches, Siv Vav. Tonight, we're learning page Resh Pei Tes Amud Beis. So we are holding on Resh Pei Tes Amud Alef. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Klalos Shabbatos Kohanim Ein Mafsikim Bem. When you read the Klalos in Sefer Vayikra, we don't stop in the middle to make an aliyah in the middle of the Klalos. Ela Echad Kori Kulam. One person who gets an aliyah reads all of the Klalos. Umaschilim Bapsukim Shalafnehem V'masayim Bapsukim Shalachreihem. But we don't just read the Klalos in the aliyah. We start a few Pesukim early and we end a few Pesukim late. Aval Klalos Shabbat Mishnah Torah. When it comes to the Klalos in this week's Parsha, in Mishnah Torah, in the Tochacha, in Kisavo, Yichol Nahafsik Behem. That you could stop in the middle. You can make another Aliyah. V'afal Pikei Nagu Shalol Nahafsik Behem. And even though you're allowed to, the minhag is that we don't. V'chei Nagin Shalol Likros Echad Bishmo Lalos Elikor Mishiyirtze. And not only that, says the Rama, we don't even call someone by their name to be Ola the Torah for the Klalos, for the Tochacha. We just say Misha Yirtze. Whoever wants could come and take the aliyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Tezvav Ein Mafsikin Behem V'Samchu Zeakra D'Mishle D'Chsiv Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas V'Al Takos B'Tochachto. That a person should not reject the Musar that Hashem gives us. V'im Hayu Zeakari Mafsik Behem V'Yitzrichin L'Kros Acher Hayiniru Kilu Katze B'Tochach Hashem Yisbarach. The reason why we don't make another aliyah in the middle of the Tocha is because it looks like the first guy is rejecting it. That he said, just stop. And you stop in the middle, and he's saying, I don't want anything to do with this. So you would have thought that the reason is because you just want to get through it as quickly as possible. You don't want to elongate it, or you don't want two people to be saddled with the cloth. But that's not what it is. It's that we don't want the first guy to look like he's saying that he's done with this musr. He's not interested in this musr, and therefore he's got to bear the whole thing. And not only that, but the Shulchan Aruch said we start a few pesukim early and end a few pesukim late. Why? To Amru Chazal, Shomer Karosh Baruch Hu says, it's not nice to make the Jewish people say a bracha on their own sorrows. So since you say a bracha at the beginning of the aliyah and a bracha at the end of the aliyah, we don't want those brachas to only be going on psukim that relate to our sorrows, that relate to our troubles. So we start a few psukim early where it's more cheerful, we end a few psukim late where it's more cheerful, and then your brachas are going on more cheerful psukim. But for that, we could have just started one pasuk early and ended one pasuk late. But because there are rules that you're not allowed to start a parsha less than three pesukim into the parsha, and you're not allowed to conclude a parsha less than three pesukim from the end of the parsha, therefore we have to go three pesukim back and three pesukim forward. That's in B'chukosai, Sheisham Shosh Psukim Kodim Klos HaParsha, where you have three Psukim before the end of the Parsha. U'Parsha's Tavu, Dai B'Pasuk Echad, Eli Divrei Abis, Shemistayim B'Zeh HaParsha. But in Parsha's Kisavu, in this week's Parsha, you can have just one extra Pasuk, because that's where it ends, the Parsha, after that one Pasuk, so it works out kind of perfectly. B'Psukim Shalavneim, U'B'Makim Shanagim Shar Harav Av Bezdin, Yeshlishi, in the places where the minhag is that the rabbi gets shlishi, even in parshas b'chukosai, in Cain, shuvlo yishar la'aschus shosh psukim yikodem kriyas ha-tocha, so you're not going to have three psukim to start prior to the tocha. Yesh la'aschul odapam likro shosh psukim l'mafreya. We should go back and read another three psukim back. Ach nochona davar sharav yumchal al kvodo v'yal revi bos Shabbos. But the right thing to do is that the rabbi should be mochel and let him get revi that Shabbos. Maril hikbir al misha al the Maril would be makbid about someone who would get the aliyah for the tocha, that only someone who was paid to take it should be able to get the tocha, should be the one to be stuck with the tocha. But if they call you up for the tocha, then you gotta go. Because if a person is called up for an aliyah and he doesn't go, so then it's going to be it's going to cause Rachman al son that it'll die young. So if you called up for the tocha and you go, so nothing bad is going to happen. So ideally, we'd like to set up a situation where no one has to be called up for the tocha. But if you've already been called up, so you have to go for kavodat Torah, and once you have to go for kavodat Torah, so then you're protected by that mitzvah of kavodat Torah. And many places have the minhag that the balkori gets the aliyah, and that's the right thing to do. What if the balkori is a kohen? Good, let him get the first aliyah and read straight through the tochacha, and that's fine. You don't have to follow, you know, the sheni, shlishi, revi, chamishi as it's printed in the chumash. They can get to seven aliyos, you know, by breaking it up in other places. And in Parshas Kisavo, where the Tocha is closer to the end of the Parsha, and the Kohen wants to, and the Kohen, the Balkori is a Kohen, so let him get to the Achron, let him get the last Aliyah where the Kohen can get. And take a look in the Bir Alacha. So Yicholun Lahafsik, then we said technically the Parshas Kisavo Tocha, you could stop in the middle and add an Aliyah, Sheim Enim Chamuris Kolkach, because they're not as severe, Shenem Rurak Lashon Yachid, because they're only said in Lashon Yachid, Umoshe Mipiatzmo Amaro. And Moshe said those on his own, Shari Mishnah Torah, Ksiv Yad Bik Hashem Becha, Yishalach Hashem Becha, Shav Shah Kol Al Yad Yitziv Hashem Yisbarach. Now the Mishmur obviously adds, everything was, every word in the Torah was from the command of Hashem. Kamo Hashem Rasof HaParsha, Eile Divrei Abrisa, Shar Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Lichrosas Bnei Yisrael, Im Kol Zeh Bisho Shah Amaro, Noi Mipiatzmo. But at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu said them, it was Mipiatzmo, and therefore that's considered to be less severe than something that was initiated by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashen Ken B'Toras Kohanim, Hadibros Nam Pia Gvura, but in B'chukosai, it's direct from Hashem, Ki Shechina Yisam Medaberes Mitoh Krono Shal Moshe, right? The Mishnah Torah is different than the rest of Torah. The Shechina was Medaberes Mitoh Krono in Parash B'chukosai, Sheher Amor B'loshon Mishalcho, V'nasati, V'vkanti, V'shlachti, meaning it's said in the first person, it's said in the first person as if God is talking in Parshas B'chukosai. That's much more severe. Misha Yecholus B'yadol Asos Kach, the person who, the one who's able to do these things, namely Hashem, Mishir. And then the Rama added that we don't call up the Ola for the Tocha by name, we just say Mishir. Because maybe the guy that you call up isn't going to be interested in it, and then he'll come to be someone who's in violation of rejecting the Tochos. What he says in the Bir Alacha is very interesting. He says that it sounds from Lashon Rama is that when the Gabbai should say Ya'amod Misha Yirtza, but the Bir Alacha says that's not what it means. It doesn't mean you should say that, because he says Ein Lezatam, and that's not the minhag. He says you should ask someone in advance, are you okay with the Tocha? Or you should promise him something and then call him up by name. So he says that's what the Rama really means. You don't just call up Ya'amod Misha Yirtza. You just make sure that the person that's Ya'amod is Misha Yirtza, is someone that actually wants it. Okay, Siv Zayin, Shmona Psukim Achronim Shabbatorah, Ein Mafsikim Be'amel Yachad Koreas Kulam. The very last eight Psukim in the Torah, we don't stop in the middle to add an extra Aliyah. We have Yachid reads those last eight Psukim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shmona Dainim V'yom Shamosha. From V'yom Shamosha to the end, that's what the Gemara says in Babasha and elsewhere, that we have a problem with those last eight Psukim, because we believe that the entire Torah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Mipia Gvura, but Moshe Rabbeinu, eight Psukim before the end of the Torah, dies. So there's a problem, because dead people don't write unless Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it while he was alive, in which case he was lying. How can you say V'yom Shamosha was still? So that's a major discussion in the Gemara. So those eight Psukim are interesting, they're different. So it's a machlokas in the Gemara whether Yoshua wrote them or Moshe wrote them bedema, whatever that means. We don't divide into two aliyos. The reason we don't divide into two aliyos is the Yesh Ben Shinu Mishar Sefer Torah, that they're fundamentally different than the rest of the Torah, the Yoshua Ksavan, because Yoshua is the one that wrote them according to one opinion. And even if you say that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them, he just wrote them differently in tears or whatever. Holy Since they are written differently, we treat them differently, and we don't divide it into two alleles like the rest of Torah. That the 42 travels of Bnei Yisrael that are listed in Parshas Maaseh, we also shouldn't divide up, because that corresponds to the 42 letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what we learned tonight is that the Tochacha in Parshas B'chukosai should be read straight without any break in between them, because we don't want to make it look like the first Ola is rejecting Tochacha, and you start a few Pesukim early and end a few Pesukim late, keeping in mind the rules of where you're allowed to start and where you're allowed to end, because we don't want someone to have to make a bracha on that which is negative for him. The minig is we do the same with Sefer Devarim, even though it's not absolutely necessary. And the Ramah says the minig is not to call just anybody for the aliyah of the Tochacha. And the way the Be'er Halacha explained it, you make sure the guy is okay with it. And then in Siv Zayin, we learned that the last eight psukim in the Torah should not be split, because they're different than the rest of the Torah, whether it's because Yehoshua wrote them or Moshe wrote them B'dema, but they're different. And because they're different, we don't split them up. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow night we will finish Chelek Dalet by learning Sif Ches, and same time, same place. Everyone have a wonderful evening.